Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland are bracing for more wild weather. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts conditions are set to continue, with heavy rain, damaging winds, and dangerous surf conditions expected. Flood warnings are in place for the northern rivers and mid-north coast of New South Wales. And for southeast Queensland, from Fraser Island to the border with New South Wales. State Emergency Service Deputy Commissioner for New South Wales, Daniel Austin, has told Sky News some warnings have been downgraded as conditions ease.
We'll see what the rest of today brings, but rainfall totals somewhere in the 100 mil is probably what's expected this afternoon at this stage.
More coronavirus restrictions have been eased in Queensland and South Australia in time for holiday celebrations. South Australians will be able to have up to 50 people gather at their home and order a drink while standing at the pub. Weddings, funerals, and private licensed functions are allowed 200 guests, while gyms and cinemas have also had their capacity boosted. Meanwhile, Queenslanders can now return to the dance floor in all of the state's pubs and clubs, as long as they abide by the one person per 2 square metre rule. United States President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and other top officials will be among the first Americans to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine have been loaded onto trucks and planes. Essential personnel at the White House will be prioritised, alongside health workers and nursing home residents. A new report has found that more than 1 in 8 job ads written in foreign languages offer pay rates below minimum wage. The union's New South Wales report, which analysed 3,000 job ads, exposes wage theft experienced by migrant workers in Australia. Over 90% of Vietnamese ads were below the legal pay rate, alongside more than 85% of Chinese and Korean ads. Listings in Nepalese, Portuguese, and Spanish were also culprits, with the lowest pay on offer being $8 an hour for a nail technician. Energy Minister Angus Taylor is confident Australia is on track to achieve its emissions reduction targets while announcing new support measures for oil refineries. It comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison was uninvited from a global climate summit, with organisers deeming Australia's policies insufficient. Mr. Taylor will fast-track a rescue package for Australia's oil refineries, including production payments of at least 1 cent for every litre of petrol, diesel, or jet fuel produced. He insists Australia will continue to meet and beat its goals for reducing greenhouse gases.
The Australian people want us to bring down emissions, but they want us to do it in a way where we don't slash jobs, where we don't impose taxes, where we use technology, not taxation.
I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.